This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Brett Wilson joins me live in studio, the proprietor, the founder, the CEO of Horse and Buggy Produce online at horseandbuggyproduce.com. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
And Jacqueline Piermarini from the 24-hour WINA newsroom is also with us because you are a Horse and Buggy Produce person, right? You and your steady boyfriend partake in the bounty that comes from Horse and Buggy, right?
Yes, well said.
Now, Brett, remind us what Horse and Buggy is, what you do. This is really a local manifestation of a national movement.
Yeah, we partner with farmers from all over Central Virginia, within 100 miles of Charlottesville, and we go and get the produce from them. Most of them are older Mennonites from over in the valley, and then we bring it back to Charlottesville, we organize it, and then distribute it to all of our very, very loyal and fantastic customers who get either every week or every other week a share of whatever's in season. And we do, as I say all the time, we do everything from bison to berries and trout to tomatoes, all local.
And so if you subscribe to your service, it's like you have your own farm.
Yep. It's like,
and somebody goes out and works
it
for you.
You got it.
And hand delivers it to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And says, hey, look what your farm
I've
gave
had
you today.
Many, many, many people walk up to me and go, God bless those Mennonite women for doing all this gardening for me. I used to have a vegetable garden, and I'm so glad that they're just willing to do it for me.
There you go. Yeah. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. We want to talk today a little bit about, what you do with this stuff when you get it. Jacqueline, give me an example of some of the stuff you get. Is it something different every week? Is it like, hey, look what came out of the garden this week? Or do you order stuff? And what do you do with it?
You just get whatever's good that week. I think you just kind of eyeball it. And that makes it fun because if you're like me, you go to the grocery store and you probably don't mean to, but you reach for the same things.
You get the same things every
time.
Yeah,
I always do. I always get asparagus or green beans. And that's just because your brain's on autopilot. You're running around the grocery store after work and thinking, what am I going to make for dinner? Well, I know how to make asparagus and I know how to make green beans.
Yeah.
You know? Not that complicated. So,
and they're both awesome.
Yeah, and they're both awesome. But, you know, and I did get asparagus in my share, but I also got kale and rhubarb and berries and bib lettuce, which I would never reach for, but was incredible. I took a picture. I laid it all out on my calendar. I did. I thought it was beautiful. I took a picture to show my mom, which is really dorky, but I was like, look at this beautiful.
You're not alone. It happens
Yes. Quite
frequently. We get emails sent to us, people taking pictures of their sexy produce.
Yes.
Like, this is
like
beautiful.
All laid out. Yeah. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
We're talking about Horse and Buggy Produce. It's online at horseandbuggyproduce.com. So, Brett, one of the messages that you take to people when you talk about really this movement back to rediscovering growing our own food and rediscovering what our great grandparents knew so well. And they were onto something and we've lost our way. Let's put
sure.
it that way.
Yep.
You, one of your messages is this is really easy.
Yeah.
It's a simple thing. Once you get this in your kitchen, you don't have to scratch your head and say, well, what the heck do I do now?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
this is easy.
I tell people all the time, I said, you know, there's two things that happen when you join up with us. And I think it's important for people to remember, too, there's no commitment. You can, you know, opt in and opt out whenever you want. There's no stress about, I've got to do this for a whole year and pay for a whole year. But two things happen. One is people don't impulse buy any longer. They don't go to the grocery store hungry and walk around in kind of a daze and end up grabbing a bunch of stuff that they really didn't intend to get. You know, you get your share, whatever's in season, that's what we give you. And the other thing, too, is, and then people decide, I'm going to cook just with this. So they save a lot of money. So they just cook with what we've given them. But I tell people, look, you don't have to be a cook to do this. You don't have to know your way around a kitchen to do this.
You don't have to be Craig Hartman from Keswick.
No, exactly. You don't have to be Craig, who buys a lot of stuff from me. But, you know, I have an iron skillet on my stove perpetually. I have the olive oil and the garlic there and some sea salt. And it may sound really boring, but this stuff is so fresh and good. I don't want to mask it with a bunch of other, you know, sauces and things like that. I mean, I wouldn't know how to make them anyhow if I could, but, it's just really fresh. And people tell me, oh my God, I taste the difference. I mean, it's my kids love it and they would never eat this stuff in the past, you know, and it's
yeah.
just so simple. I mean, take asparagus, it's freshly picked. You put it in your skillet and you just saute it until it caramelizes a little brown, you know, it gets a little blackened on it and it's just eat it. And the meats are the same way. I don't do anything fancy. Literally, the gal in my office the other day was telling me she had a steak. She goes, you know what? My husband put it on the grill, and we just ate it with nothing on it. The beef was that good. And I went, fabulous. That's, you know, what I say as well. I'm just
so you have meat too.
Oh yeah, we do. We do bison. We do beef. We do pork. We do chickens. We do Thanksgiving turkeys.
And you don't have to, if you don't have to dress any of this stuff. It doesn't arrive at your house with feathers on it.
No. Just, and just wonderful, wonderful. I mean, all of our stuff is pasture raised. It's out on grass. Our laying hens are out scratching around in the grass and eating grubs and all that kind of stuff. They're, you know, the different distinction between free range chickens and pasture raised chickens. It's important to know this. All to be considered a free range hen, the bird just has to have access to outside. If you looked at a commercial chicken operation and then you looked at a free range operation, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Really? Because so, free range, they make a big deal about it. Yeah, they say, hey, look at our free range eggs.
Marketing. It's called marketing, and what you don't know can hurt you, actually. No, it's all they have to do is have access to outside. Now, these birds have never been outside in their lives. They have no reason to go out there. All their food and water is inside. And
so it's just an open door at the end of the warehouse.
Yeah, and it's not a big door either. Not a big door.
But pasture raised is truly like they're our great grandparents did.
Yeah, they're outside. We have mobile chicken coops. They're on wheels or on skids, and they get moved around by the tractor every other day to a fresh patch of grass. And the chickens are out there just scratching around the way chicken is intended to scratch around in the grass and live.
We're talking with Brett Wilson of Horse and Buggy Produce. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. It's about 17 minutes before 5 o'clock. Jacqueline Pimerini is also with us. You get this stuff. Now, your steady other is quite a chef, from what I hear.
Tell us what he's made.
So what's he do with this stuff?
I was going to say.
I mean, he's the kind of person that gets his stuff in the kitchen and gets excited, right?
Yes, because if you're really into cooking, I know that it's beautiful stuff. So it's easy. You can do whatever you want with it. But if you're really into cooking, it's cool because he made rhubarb, raspberry reduction, I was saying, and then
I don't even know what that is.
What did he do with that?
I don't even know what a rhubarb is.
Pork.
What's a rhubarb? Pork. Rhubarb is pork?
Rhubarb, no. Rhubarb is a... It sort of looks like celery. It's a stalk, and it comes in red. It's usually sort of reddish-greenish. There are two varieties, actually, green and red, but ours is... We both are varieties, but it's a stalk like celery, and it has a big leaf on it, which actually is poisonous.
The leaf is poisonous on
the
rhubarb.
The stalk is not, yeah. So don't eat the leaves.
Don't eat the
leaves. We cut them off. We cut them off.
Oh, so you don't even get that.
Yeah,
no leaves.
So what do you do? What is reduce?
A reduction is when you cook it really slowly for a long time. It smells incredible.
Like a crock pot.
So it thickens. Now you put it in a saucepan. And so I'm assuming he chopped up the rhubarb. Mm-hmm. And then he put it in the saucepan with some raspberry. I don't know
how the fresh
raspberries. Oh, wow. And then he had to add something in there.
Sugar. A little bit of sugar. Okay. A little brown sugar.
Yeah, because the rhubarb is very sour. Very, very sour.
So you want to sweeten it up a little bit.
So a little bit of brown sugar and a little bit of raspberry kind of gives
it a little butter.
Maybe.
Yeah, he probably put butter in it. Oh, and then he just cooked it slowly until it got thick.
Nice
and there
stuff.
You go. And then you pour it over pork.
Let's bring the listeners in on this conversation. Yeah. Olga, she is in Charlottesville. Olga, you're on the program. Go right ahead.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you, Brett, for doing this that you are doing. We've been following a little bit of what you're doing. Now I'm hearing and learning better. Thank you. I am with Forward Adelante magazine, and we have a segment about health food, and we do strongly believe in what you are doing. Our marketing director is in New York, and he is doing just what you are doing.
Wonderful.
But he's in New York. What he does is he takes the folks from the city and takes them into the farms, and they pick for the day. It's a day trip, and it is fantastic what is happening there. So this morning we were commenting, hey, we need to do something here also in our city and just educate our audience.
Absolutely.
So thank you for what you are doing, and we need to get together and chat a little bit more about how you can help us promote healthy eating and sensible eating.
That would be wonderful. Now, Olga, I get the impression that you're not from around here.
No.
She's a Standardsville native.
Right, yeah. She's in Greene County.
When I hear a real southern accent, I feel the same way.
Yeah, I bet. So, Brett, how can people reach you?
Yeah, no problem, Olga. You can get a hold of me by just sending an email from the website to office, and they will, office@horseandbuggyproduce.com, and then they will forward it on to me.
So it's brettwilson.com?
No. Just go to the website at horseandbuggyproduce.com.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Horseandbuggyproduce.com.
And then click on the contact us link, and that'll just, or you can just email the office.
Great. And one last thing. Are you familiar with the video of Food Inc.?
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Okay, so that's what one of the things that our marketing manager is also doing. He's doing the roadshow with the Food Inc.
Oh, that's great.
Really getting people really aware of what's going on.
So, Olga, thank you so much. Thanks for the call.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you, Olga.
Absolutely. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis waiting patiently in Charlottesville. Dennis, you're on the program. Go right ahead.
Yes, hello. Brett,
yes.
I'd like to know if you're the gentleman who built my porch out in Crozet. It's a fantastic porch.
You build porches too?
No, I don't think I built your porch, but if it's a great porch, I'll take credit for it.
I've been a builder in a previous life.
I did do some building, but I don't remember building a porch in Crozet.
You did some building? Did you do was your name Alternative Builders?
No.
No, that's not
my evil alias did that.
It sounds like what you're doing is fantastic. I'm sorry that I interrupted with this.
Oh, you didn't interrupt.
No big deal.
It's a conversation, Dennis. That's all it is. Absolutely. Thanks for calling and have a great weekend. Let's go to Leslie. I believe she's in Charlottesville. Leslie, go right ahead.
Hey, Brad, it's Leslie.
Hey, Leslie.
Jensen.
Hi, Leslie.
I just wanted to make a comment that I've been with Horse and Buggy since its inception. I guess it's 4 or 5 years now. And the first spring, when I asked Brett, before we made this decision of joining him, why he was doing this, and he sold me with his comment, which was, he doesn't understand why people are hungry, because from this little bit of seed creates a lot of food. And a lot of good food if it's done right. And so his not only sole purpose was to run a business, but it was to get healthy food to people who wanted it. And I'm a mother of three, and they eat everything that I bring home. They first, you know, turn the nose up at it, but, you know, they eat it and eventually love it, because there's an incredible taste difference, especially with the eggs. So thank you, Brett,
You're welcome, Leslie. Thank you.
And anyone who is at all interested should try it for a month, because they will be sold.
Thank you so much.
Leslie, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We got a line open, 977-1070. We're talking with Brett Wilson of Horse and Buggy Produce. It's online at horseandbuggyproduce.com. I have heard that chickens you raise yourself, and those eggs, like just chickens in your backyard,
Yeah. It
actually tastes differently.
Oh, yeah.
Than chickens from a grocery store.
They look different as well. And the thing about a chicken, or rather an egg from a grocery store, the USDA considers an egg to be fresh as long as it can be, as long as it's been refrigerated up to 4 months from its packaging date. It's considered fresh. So, but that begs the question, well, when was it packaged? So the eggs you might get in the grocery store could easily be, you know, 4 or 5 months old. The eggs you get from me are at most a week old. And it's just a whole different beast. I've had people come up to me literally many, many over the years and say, I took a dozen eggs from the grocery store and organic, whatever. I took your eggs and I made the same souffle, or, you know, some other dish requiring a lot of eggs. And with the souffle, she said, it was literally twice as tall. Twice as tall. No comparison. The yolks, depending on the time of year and how green lush the grass is, will be almost borderline orange red. I mean, deep, deep, deep orange, like you've never seen before. People scramble the eggs and give them to friends, and they go, my God, what happened to your what's up with these eggs? They're orange. They're not yellow. And it's just because the chickens are getting a lot of chlorophyll. And it's just the way it is. It's just a totally different thing.
And that's what it's supposed to look like.
Supposed to. But people, they don't know. They've never seen a real egg. They don't know any better.
Yeah.
They would never know that they're getting mediocre eggs.
Jacqueline Piermarini is also with us, and the phone lines are open, 977-1070. Does the food taste different?
Yes. I was going to say, the cool thing she said that was interesting to me was that you can try it. I think that's important. I'm of the generation that I don't like to commit to much of anything. So so when I saw that you could try it for one time, just one share, just to see.
Just to get one delivery and see what it's like.
Right, because, you know, you can stop by. There's all these different pickup locations. And we live near Pantop. So I'm thinking, okay, I want to really try this out. Can I get from work when I get off to this pickup location? Is it convenient? And then to my house. Because bottom line is, I want to eat fresh, but if it's not convenient,
yeah, that's right.
You lose a lot there.
Yeah.
So scooted over, picked it up, super easy, and then was home. I mean, it's like, you know, less than 5 minutes
Thanks.
From my house. Yeah. That was awesome.
Brett, we got a couple of minutes left. Can you talk a little bit about, you were talking about how long an egg has been, you know, in route and packaged before it gets to a grocery store.
Yeah.
Very different if you get one, you know, through Horse and Buggy or even from a chicken in your backyard. But I'm thinking of meat as well.
Yeah.
How long has something like been dead before it gets to a grocery store?
Well, it depends. And I don't have all of that USDA information, what they consider, you know, to be fresh meat or sellable meat. But I do know this, that that all of the stuff that you get from us, we like the trout, for example, we literally pull it out of this stream that this Mennonite guy has, 15,000 gallons a minute from this stream just pouring out of the side of this hill on his pasture. And he pulls the trout out with a net and guts them right there. And we put them in the freezer immediately. And I mean, we just get
so the you
fishing.
Can get fresh trout too.
Yeah.
So it's like you've been fishing.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I've got pictures of his spring. It's amazing. But our, you know, our beef, like people say, I mean, I had a woman write me an email one time. And she said, okay, I'm from Iowa where people eat steak for breakfast. You know, I had the most tender piece of meat I've ever had in my life, bar none. And, you know, that's the difference of having something local and it's raised by this Mennonite farmer that we've been using for years.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just a whole different thing.
And we've talked about this before, and this is one reason I'm such a fan of this, is because this is not just about being healthy. It's not just about rediscovering what food's supposed to taste like.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is also a way that we can save the family farm in Virginia is to support local growers. And, you know, we should see more of this, more people using their land for this kind of thing and then plugging into your distribution system. And we should see more and more people saying, you know what? I don't need to buy everything at the grocery store I used to buy.
That's right.
I can buy it locally.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I tell everybody, look, forget all of the added benefits that come along with buying this local stuff, like keeping money in the local economy and, you know, reducing your carbon footprint and all that stuff. Forget that. Those are fringe benefits that come along with what we've been talking about before, which is the taste. The difference in taste is the reason to do it. And then all of those other things just happen to be, you know, add-ons that you can feel good about.
The website is horseandbuggyproduce.com. Brett Wilson, Jacqueline P. Marini also with us. Thank you both for being here.
So glad to be here. Thanks, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.